You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got such a kick out of Jimmy continually asking, but it seemed like in a nervous manner, are you ready? Are you ready? Like he was ready to bring us up and start the show. And the song had been playing an inordinate amount of time. And he kept saying, are you ready? And I just kept saying, no, no. And he got, I think, more and more forlorn as every time I said no, because he didn't, I don't, like, if I kept saying no and the song ran out, Jimmy, what was your plan?
I probably would have replayed the song.
All of a sudden, he would have been Cox on the radio on Power 96 or 5100.
I know who to call if I get in a fight. you ready to go, Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy's ready. So I'm watching. So I have a new thing. It's one day old now. This is my new thing, though. Because it's summer, it's slow. So yesterday before the show, I had bet that Caitlin Clark parlay was terrible. But then during the show, we had PSG, and it was enjoyable. So now I just look to see, you know, well, what's going to be going on during the show? There's always some sort of action. And Cubbies were playing. And, you know, I'm a big PCA guy, Pete Crow Armstrong. So I've got a parlay working this afternoon. PCA, at least one hit. And the Cubs to win. Well, PCA hit a ding-dong already in the third inning. So I got the hit. And Cubs are up 3-0 right now. Top of the fourth, runners in first and third. So feeling all right. I had a little offer there from the Hard Rock app. It's a $50 bet to win $112. They're offering me $91 right now.
Ooh, man, hold out. Get your money.
Yeah, I got to hold out, right? Hold out. Extra, what, 30 bucks there? 20 bucks?
I could jump on this Pete Crow Armstrong.
Bro, he's like, he's DJ's favorite baseball player. That's how I got into this PCA thing. Listen, DJ can't get enough of PCA.
This is, yes. You need to let go of this Mervis.
No, this PCA is what Mervis could have been if the Marlins kept him in the major leagues.
He's batting .266, 23 home runs, 67 RBIs, 95 hits. I like these numbers.
He's going to have 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases before the All-Star break. He's going to be in the 25-25 club before the All-Star break.
You had me betting Mervis's. This kid's a monster.
If you extrapolate Mervis's numbers, you think Sandy Alcantara could have used a little run support yesterday?
I like Pete Crow Armstrong. Hell with Mervis.
Sandy Alcantara could have used good pitches.
Sandy
nothing to do with run support.
He could use an elbow, couldn't he?
Sandy needs the 2017 Golden State Warriors to put up 132 points.
I don't know if that old surgery went well.
Marlins lost Solana was talking about getting in, you know, late on the craps table roll. You know, do you bet the Marlins to win after they've knocked 11 in a row down on the road? But hopefully no one did yesterday because they lost. Sandy did not have a good outing. Sandy has not had a good season. We've tried, and the analysts have tried, even when he was losing at the beginning of the season, to say, no, he looks all right, and it's coming together. But, man, it doesn't look all right right now. So I don't know what's going to end up happening there, because now we want him traded. We couldn't stomach the thought of him being traded before the season started. Now it's like, hey, this guy's slowing down the rotation. We need winners out there. I didn't see any of Inter Miami last night. Messi had two goals. Solana?
Two goals in the first half. One of them was gifted to him. Just a horrible mistake by the defense. And he made some history with those two goals, by the way. First player in league history to score multiple goals in four consecutive MLS league matches.
Wow. So he's still got it. You know, we had Whittingham on with us yesterday, and one of the questions I had from him, we just never got to it. You saw the goal that Messi scored, I think it was against Montreal. That was like, looked like a wizard.
Yeah.
He looked like a wizard, and he was freezing guys with his mind. Is he still like, I don't know what we do with LeBron. Is LeBron a top 10 player in the NBA?
Yes.
He is currently?
He used to be one. He was one for a decade.
And one now by he's a mile.
Now he's in the 9-10 range.
In other words, if you were drafting an NBA team from the entire talent pool, you think LeBron would go as one of the first 10 picks?
Ooh, the age is the question. The talent is there.
Well, you're just doing it for one season. For one,
yes.
Like,
oh,
this is
hell yeah.
Really? You think? I'm not certain.
One year. Just 2025 NBA season, and you have a whole pool of draft. Yeah, you're taking LeBron in the top 10.
I think you're taking 1 year, then you're taking LeBron in the top three.
Really?
I still think here's where I'm at with LeBron. When you ask, is he a top 10 player in the NBA? If we're talking a full season's worth of games, including playoffs, no, I don't think he is, because I don't think he can sustain top 10 play every single game. I don't think he should do that. But if you're telling me I have one game to win.
No, not one game.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you told me today, go, you have one game to win, who do you want in the league? I'm still taking LeBron. I don't know what people are doing where they're just dismissing
right,
him.
But one game is different. I would still take Michael Jordan today for one game. I think Michael Jordan could will himself to a victory for one game over anybody.
Just name the people going before him. You're taking Jokic, you're taking it SGA, you're taking Giannis.
Right. That to me is like the three, and then I gotta start to think about it.
Are you taking Giannis?
Yes.
I think so. For one season.
If it was like future, it's not even a question, but one season, I don't think I'm taking Giannis over LeBron right now.
Why?
Because LeBron has
a lot less
weaknesses.
Skills?
For skill, talent, skill wise, for sure.
He's still
more than Giannis. Giannis is more physical now, obviously. He's in better shape now. Stamina, like all the physical stuff, he still has LeBron, but I don't think it's by that much.
No, that's the thing. That's why the amazing thing about LeBron. LeBron's he's outscoring some of his young man numbers at 40.
Right. Understood.
He's cerebral now.
Far from being washed up. I just don't know if, like, I think if you, well, I guess if LeBron and Giannis were standing in front of me and I was picking teams, I'm not certain it's as easy as I'm making it sound.
Jokic, SGA, Giannis are top three in my mind. Would Wimby go over LeBron?
We don't have any kind of history of work to say yes, like you'd think, but
Luka's going over LeBron
for one season. No, he's not.
LeBron's probably top five. I think, Solano, I think we're arguing the same direction. LeBron might be a top five guy still in that scenario.
Anthony Edwards, I think you take a flyer on him just because of who he is and how unbelievably gifted he is. And I we're talking one season. Steph Curry?
Maybe. Ooh, Steph before LeBron. Steph's game is a lot more sustainable than LeBron's game.
Jimmy Butler?
Hell no.
Norman Powell?
Caitlin Clark?
Norman Powell.
But no, my question was, is Leo Messi, because two goals last night, you just had a record, what was it, multi-goal games, four in a row in MLS, what I saw against Montreal, but I don't know if he's doing it against scrubs or he's still legit one of the world's best soccer talents.
I think he is still one of the world's best soccer talents. It doesn't mean he's best player in the world.
But like if you put him on PSG, he wouldn't look like an old guy out of place.
Yeah, not that he'd look out of place. He could still play.
Like LeBron with the Lakers and Luka and young guys. He doesn't look out of place.
He doesn't, but there are nights, right? There are certain nights when they're playing a certain matchup where maybe it comes to the fourth quarter. LeBron doesn't have any gas left in the tank in February on the second night of a back-to-back to drive to the rim 18 times in a game. So he's pulling up for jumpers. He's breaking some jumpers. Like, remember when the Lakers came down to Miami last year early in the season in November? And the Lakers, or early December, the Lakers, it was that stat where LeBron hadn't hit a three in like four games, remember? Yep. And we're like, uh-oh, is this the start of LeBron looking old? There's like stretches where LeBron just doesn't look like LeBron anymore. There's stretches of it, even in the playoffs.
But in other words, you watch a season and you go, yeah, LeBron's still doing his thing. It's not embarrassing. Because sometimes you get to that age, you know, and you're like, wow, that's embarrassing. Messi, you're saying, if he was on PSG, would not look embarrassing or out of place. He would look like a star soccer player.
There would be moments where you'd say, oh my God, he's still the best player in the world. There would be moments where you'd say, they have to sub that guy off. He can't withstand a full season's worth of games. But Hawk, just to put into context, because people will say, he's doing it because MLS defensemen are scrubs. That may be the case, right? Like, the level of MLS defense is not the level of a European defense in any major European league. That's true. However, they're still professional athletes. Everybody on the field, every defenseman that Leo Messi plays in the MLS knows, don't let Messi get the ball on the right side of the field and cut back to his left foot. Because if he does that, he's going to score. Everybody knows this. There isn't a single person in the world. And guess what? He's still capable of doing it. He still does it every game. That play against Montreal, the idea that anybody in the world can dribble down the middle of the field and then cut back to their preferred foot and score is it doesn't make sense. It's not that these guys are scrubs. It's that he is still that
By the
talented.
Way, I don't know if you saw that play, Crowder, but look it up on Twitter. Yeah. Messi goal against Montreal.
No, but I guess, speaking of or elaborating on what you just said, Solana, he couldn't do that against PSG. Like, he scored four in one game, two in the next game. That PSG game, he couldn't even get close to the net.
So remember yesterday we're talking about how PSG dominated the game and it looked embarrassing. And Whittingham's going, hey, but look, they're doing it to Real Madrid. Listen to this stat. Inter Miami had more possession, 33.4%, which is terrible, versus PSG. In that game that they look completely outmatched than Real Madrid did yesterday, who only had 31.9%. Leo Messi specifically created more big chances. So these are like one-on-one opportunities or clear opportunities on net. He had one against PSG than Real Madrid's entire squad. A $100 million payroll couldn't create one big opportunity, one clear chance against PSG yesterday. Not one. Leo Messi had one.
So wild. He could still be a star on one of them big European teams.
He won the World Cup in 2022, and he was
like, if you put him on Real Madrid yesterday in that game against PSG, you could extrapolate out if he was able to do what he did with Inter Miami teammates. If he was on the Real Madrid squad yesterday, you'd think that they would do even better.
maybe for a length of time. He just can't play at that pace anymore.
Right.
Like
right.
He what Messi will do like in the World Cup next year in 2026, what Messi will do is maybe he'll start a game or two, but in big games, they may not start him. They'll save him for the second half, bring him in 30 minutes left. Let him play 30 strong minutes, right? Because he probably can't withstand at that level, the PSG level, the Real Madrid level, playing 90 minutes day in, day out. It's different in the MLS.
Is it like Toto in concert still 2025? They can still rock out for a few songs, but some songs are going to sound a little weak.
Boom. Like when they play half the songs we listened to yesterday, right. But when they play Africa, oh, right. Are they going to bring
it? Then it comes together. No, that's Messi like going to the left.
Boom.
It's Hawk sex life. It used to be all night. Now he just got a little 5 minutes.
I don't think I ever had a Messi run. I'm not necessarily certain that I ever had an all-star Pro Bowl run in my sex life.
You never had the left foot?
I never had a move to the left. All right, let's do headlines here because Aronde Gadsden is going to join us today. Want to talk some Miami Dolphins with him. Omar Kelly is going to join us today. Today is National Pina Colada Day. And if you remember a few weeks ago, Omar Kelly surprised us all, well, me especially, when he said the preferred, the best 7-Eleven Slurpee flavor. By the way, tomorrow's 7-Eleven Day, so this will be a two-day celebration. But he said the best 7-Eleven Slurpee flavor is Pina Colada. And I didn't even know there was a regular flavor.
Crazy.
So Omar is going to join us today to talk Dolphins, but he's going to do it from a 7-Eleven getting a Pina Colada Slurpee. And that's the way we do things here in the summer. We've got another 4-pack of Marlins tickets to give away today as well. Tickets for Marlins Royals on July 20th. So just keep listening. We'll give those away sometime before 6 o'clock. Quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So the Marlins' win streak on the road finally came to an end yesterday. They lost 7-2. We're joking about Sandy, but I don't know, man. Like, does he just not have it anymore, Hawk? Like, is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know if you can say, hey, you know what? You're coming back from a year off, and it takes a while to get your stuff, and you had major surgery, and it'll return. It's hard to imagine that a Cy Young winner goes to a guy unable to pitch well, you know, for an entire season. That doesn't really add up, unless he's still injured.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the track record with.
Right, coming back from Tommy John.
Yeah, I don't know. But he didn't look good yesterday. He's going to end the first half of the season. All-star break. The Marlins are going to play the Reds today at 5:10. So we'll catch the start of that game at the end of the show. And then they're going to go play at Camden Yards on the road against the Orioles. That'll finish the first half of their season this weekend. And then it's the all-star break. And then the second half begins. He's going to finish it with an above 7 ERA. That is
kind of high.
Not what you'd expect from a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, he's in competition with Mervis for home runs. Our friend Reggae Man says on the text line, Hawk, I'm going to keep it simple. Messi would still be playing with PSG if he hadn't bolted for his millions in MLS. Yeah. So if Messi was still on PSG, if he stayed there, never came to Inter Miami, he'd still be a star. Not just because of his name, but because of what he could do on the pitch.
Nah, I don't think he'd still be a superstar level player. I don't. Okay. In Europe. That doesn't mean he can't have superstar moments. Again, like he'll produce the occasional big moment because, bro, it's like LeBron James at the end of the game or anybody, Anthony Edwards, end of an NBA game. You know LeBron's getting the ball. One shot, tie game, 2 seconds left. Like, you know they're getting the ball. Everybody on the defense knows that player cannot get the ball. Don't let him shoot. But great players still produce great moments. They know how to get the ball, even though they're being denied the ball, and go get their shot. Go win the game. Even though the game plan defensively is don't let him take the last shot. They still figure it out, right? Like, great players produce those moments. It's what makes them stand out.
That was God that got me. I made fun of your sex life, and then my internet went to hell.
Yeah. You see what happens? Mm-hmm. Hope you learned your lesson.
I see. You've been praying.
The final score was 2-1 for Inter Miami. Shout out to the Panthers, who now have 14 of their top forwards back from a Stanley Cup final win. Mackie Samuskevich, the Sandman, is back with the Panthers. 1-year deal.
Yeah, no one has ever called him the Sam Man.
Sure.
The sandwich. That's a good nickname for Sam's.
Big Mackie.
No, Big Sam. Mackie. What up, Sandwich?
No, Big Mackie. Mackie Daddy. And Daddy Mackie.
Yeah. That's probably cooler than Sandwich, but I have a friend called named Sam. I call him Sandwich.
Well, definitely not Sam Man.
Between that or Salmonella Man, so I don't know. We'll flesh it out, figure it out.
Just Salmonella.
Salmonella, like the bacteria.
Is there another?
Don't call me Salmonella.
It was 1 year, $800,000 for Samuskevich.
Hey, what up, ladies? This is my buddy Sam Manila. Huh?
I should give a shout out to American Amanda Anisimova, who upset Arina Sabalenka, American woman for the first time back in the Wimbledon final, singles final, first time since Serena Williams was there over a decade ago. This girl took a break from tennis for mental health for a couple of years and then came back, was unranked, and has climbed all the way to number 12 in the world and now beat the best tennis player in women's singles in Arina Sabalenka to get back to a major slam. That is legit. Like, that doesn't happen. That's insane.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Did Sabalenka say that she was terrible? And
we'll see. Yeah, she hasn't had her post-game press conference just yet. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what she says.
I liked her before she started killing Coco Gauff. I'm like, leave the girl alone. She just played a good round.
Cubs are up 5-0 right now. Top of the fifth. Runners on first and third again.
Yeah, get your extra $17, Hawk.
Right? Let's see if they up the offer.
All right, guys. Your weather? It's like 88 degrees.
Cash out currently unavailable. 6-0 now, Cubbies. 6-0.
Ooh, they're scared.
Who is it that you like on the Cubs?
Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA.
PCA? What does he play?
For the Cubs? Center field.
I don't know. I just looked him up.
The thing that I love about betting him, because I've been betting him a lot, like either hits or sometimes a home run or sometimes runs plus hits plus bases, like all these different things. What I love about him, this sounds so dumb, but every time I bet Matt Mervis, I didn't know if he'd get more than 2 at bats because they would pinch hit for him in every game. And it's so relaxing to know that even if they're up 11-0, Pete Crow Armstrong is going to have an at bat in the ninth if he's up in the order. Like, he doesn't get pinch hit for, because no one gets pinch hit for the way that Clayton McCullough would pinch hit for Matt Mervis.
So Pete Crow Armstrong is a better baseball player than Matt Mervis, correct?
Or Clayton McCullough didn't use Matt Mervis the right way.
Could probably do a Mount Rushmore of Armstrongs, right? Neil, Lance.
Ah, I think Lance kind of slipped.
Stretch.
There we go.
Louis.
You know Stretch Armstrong, Solana? You're too young.
No.
You don't know Stretch Armstrong?
I don't know Stretch Armstrong.
I know.
Wow. Little toy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. What toy?
Stretch Armstrong. Stretch
Armstrong.
Yeah.
How do you not know Stretch Armstrong?
He had a dog, Fetch Armstrong.
what a great tidbit of information you have there, Jimmy. I did not know that.
No, I'm looking up this toy. I've never seen this toy in my entire life.
Stretch Armstrong?
Never.
God.
You know, the working title for his dog, Jimmy, was Bitch Armstrong, but it didn't rhyme exactly. The dog. That's a dog, Jimmy. That's a dog.
Jimmy, that's not a fact, Jimmy.
That's just... it. Yeah. They're like, should we go with Fetch or Bitch? They have that same. You know.
But he wanted a male dog, so they had
right, no exactly. And so, boom, no bitch.
A lot of you know. What was your first toy you could remember?
A pack of like cigarettes from Eduardo. Here,
Eduardo.
Here's some
like a game.
You heard of Lincoln Logs? These are Marlboro Logs. Stack them up, boy.
Does everything you had to be plugged in? Did you just have some foolishness?
Yeah. I mean, who plays with dolls? Like, you're literally playing with a doll. Action figure.
Like trying to stretch his arms off.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Kind of like a competition. It is. You try to break him. The point is you can't break him.
You ever played a Bop It?
It's like prison.
Play Bop It?
The little
Bop it. Twist it.
Yeah.
That's lick another it. Thing you did with your brother.
I'm not sure it said lick it.
Lick
you
it.
You had a lick it on there?
Yeah.
Did it vibrate? I don't know if it was the same Bop It I had.
How about Simon?
Oh, I loved Simon.
I couldn't stand them little ugly ass color cubes.
Boop, yeah, Simon boop. Says. Love Simon says.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yep.
Boop, 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 boop.
All right, that's your weather.
All right. Rhonda Gadsden. So today, Omar Kelly is going to join us whilst getting a pina colada Slurpee at 7-Eleven. Today is National Pina Colada Day. And Aronde Gadsden's going to join us in the next segment. Hasn't been on with us in a while, but we're starting to get our little football gander up. And so it's time to bring in the OG. Got to ask how OG the second is doing in L.A., by the way, the Chargers.
And I got to request my jersey because I'm not paying for it.
Well, I think I don't know where to get it from. Don't we want to make him rise up on the list of jersey sales?
I'll pay for it, but where do we get it from?
Caneswear.
NFL.com?
Maybe Caneswear has special orders. I'm going to find out. Actually, I'm going to find out if Caneswear can order, like if we all want Aronde Gadsden in the second jerseys.
Yes, I do.
I'm in. Right.
You want one, Jimmy?
I'll take one.
Right, y'all don't be cheap and get a jersey. We're talking about real authentic jerseys.
Yeah. Right. I do jerseys.
I know you're a jersey guy.
I don't like it.
We'll take a break.
I knew, like you knew who I was talking to.
Aronde Gadsden joins us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dolphins training camp is around the corner. Kane's not too far away. And we'll keep an eye on everything. Heat and Panthers and Marlins and Inter Miami. And if you want to keep up with everything Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show style, make sure you listen to the podcast on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Played receiver for many seasons with the Dolphins, and his son, OG the Second, will begin his first season with the LA Chargers this year. We were talking Aronde because we all want to get Aronde the Second jerseys. Do you have a hookup? You got some kind of plug for OG Chargers jerseys, or we need to go retail on this?
No, I got a plug. It's called NFLShop.com.
Let me get his number. He has a real funny name. Let me get his number.
All right, I text it to you offline. I had to go through it myself.
I imagine they don't just give those things away willy-nilly. That's a pretty good
The key is because his mom gets really upset about this. And she already talked to Jim Harbaugh about this. So this is Looney Tunes. So on the jerseys and even on his practice jersey, they only got Gadsden. And so she wants the two. But Jim Harbaugh doesn't believe in the juniors or the seniors or the twos or the threes. Only if you were grandfathered in before he got there, will you keep it, but you won't get it done. So when you go to NFLShop.com, you're going to have to add the capital I on it.
So Aronde the Second, though, his jersey this season is just going to say Gadsden. It's not going to say Gadsden, capital I, capital I.
It hasn't so far. Like his practice jersey and all that, everything else has not. The one even on the website has not. The Chargers website, not the NFL, but I don't know. It's the senior player development guy for the Chargers graduated from Dillard, and he's Anthony Hightower the Second, and he's not able to put it on his cards because I talked to him knowing he was from Dillard. He's
on
been
his
out there
business cards. He's not allowed to.
Yeah, no.
When did we give this kind of power to Jim Harbaugh?
Jim Harbaugh brought 16 people from Michigan, and in the front office, they the coaches, they everywhere, and they running it like Michigan. So I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
I don't want to get OG in trouble here, so I don't want, you know. But that, I mean, what if Jim Harbaugh didn't believe in vowels? I mean, you know, where do we draw the line?
It's
a little crazy.
Plus, it's a name. Like, that's his name. It's not something whether you believe in it or not. Like, hey, I named my son Aronde Gadsden Jr. Like that's
well, the second, not junior.
The second, excuse me, the second.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Well, like, no, that's not his name. That's not his name. You don't know how Junior or the Second works, Solana?
I guess not. don't turn this on me. Don't turn this on me. This is on Harbaugh.
That's not his legal name. You're the second because of your lineage, or you're Junior because you're the one after.
Huck, I'm doing this with my dad because we're Randolph Crowder and Randolph Crowder, and I was the beneficiary on all his retirement stuff, and I have – it's the second on my birth certificate. And it's the second in the NFL websites and all the stuff. I'm the second.
But your legal name is the second?
My legal name is the second.
Legal.
Interesting. Well, if it's a legal name, then I don't think there's an issue.
Let's jump Jim Harbaugh.
Well, let's not
get ahead of ourselves. Let's wait till season five and we can jump him. Let's wait till season five.
Demand a trade. He should demand a trade.
All right, settle down, everybody. I got to move on to the Dolphins. Aronde's already realizing this is a bad decision. Well, put us down for four jerseys. Let me ask you something about the
Dolphins. What size is Jimmy? What size is Jimmy? Jimmy's like a youth large.
Aronde, Louis Riddick. I've asked this of several people. He said about the Dolphins, this is a team that you have no idea if they're going to be great or terrible or somewhere in between, because there's so many changes. And if you look at what they did in 2023, it looks nothing like what they did in 2024. And so you just can't figure out what the team is. Do you have an idea of what this upcoming Dolphin season is going to look like, in your opinion, or are you in the dark like everyone else?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got the answer. Somewhere in between. I mean, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? We've seen it. And I can give you, I don't know if I should, but I can give you a little insight just from, you know, going through the draft process with them. They're trying to, you know, go away from all the passing that we've been doing, you know, and they want to become a little bit more run-centric. And because of that, I think it's going to take time. I mean, you know, Coach Mike came in as a run game guru, I think, but he then became the pass game guru, you know what I mean? And, so now is he going to go back to what he did? But, you know, it's different when you have the San Francisco players, you know. Maybe Channing could even call some run plays if he had that team. So it's going to be a little different going forward, but I still think we don't have an identity of what we are, and because of now the changes from, it's just tough to know that you just got rid of a dude that just had 75 catches. That's like a big deal for me, you know, in my arena. Like, man, that's a lot of catches to get rid of. Like, you can't replace that. Like, do I think I like Darren Waller? I think Darren Waller is a great player, you know. Kind of put me in, you know, the frame of my son, really, like, you know, wide receiver dude, transfer to the tight end dude, blah, blah, blah. But he's been out a year. His rap song's all right. You know, I give a few of them a little better rating than the others, but he hadn't caught 75 catches last year, that's for sure. And so to replace that's going to be tough. And especially Ramsey on the defensive end, that's going to be tough. So Minka may cover some of that up, but, you know, he has his job to do too. So I think somewhere in between is at best, because, you know, just like everything else, the teams in our conference and our division have gotten better, and, you know, everything doesn't stay status quo.
And OG, can a zebra change its stripes? Because, like, Nick Saban is going to run the ball, play tough defense. Then right. when Parcells and Tony Sperano came in, same setup. But that year with Cam Cameron, we got graceful. And it's just their right. personalities. But now you got Mike McDaniel now trying to get tough and physical. And we know it's right. a graceful track meet. They sold us track meet all day long.
All right. You know, the key is in this kind of, you know, like when I came in, because Jimmy came from Dallas. We all were at Dallas. And we knew what that was about. They running the ball with Emmett. And, you know, every, you know, fourth Emmett run, they'll play action and throw the mic, and you're going to have to stop that. And Jay Novacek will get a ball or two. Kevin Williams may hit you deep, prime, Alvin Harper, but they're going to play good defense. But we knew the basis, the foundation was running Emmett. And obviously Jimmy came with the same foundation, but we didn't have Emmett. You know, we had a decent O-line. It wasn't the O-line either. Let's not fool ourselves. The O-line wasn't the same O-line, but that was his thing. And I don't think he could get away from that, even having Dan Marino. I think that was just him. As great as a quarterback is, we're going to find a way to run the ball. Now, you know, John Avery and J.J. Johnson was a far cry from Emmett, but that was his deal. But some people nowadays will try because they're younger guys. You know, like Mike McDaniel's gonna try to do something. Like I said, when he came over, he was the run game guru at the 49ers. But he had a different type running back. He had a different O-line. He had some other pieces that we don't have as of yet. And so he's gonna try not to do the track meet thing, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think with Tua, is going to jump back to the track meet thing, and if we don't have this horses, it's not going to work. But
have the horses, though, I think. But I don't know, you know, again, offensive line's a question. You know, think Mike McDaniel is on a significant hot seat? Is this a make-or-break season for Mike McDaniel?
I think so. It's going to be tough because we have Tua, and he signed Tua, and Tua got, you know, has the money now. And, you know, that's the only thing, because we all know the coach and the quarterback is connected. It's going to be tough to get rid of Tua and get rid of McDaniel at the same time. But I think, you know, it has to happen, because I don't think, you know, like when I was talking about Jimmy, the problem was we were trying, when Jimmy came in, Dan had a passing O-line. They were pass block guys. Now you got to change that whole line and try to get run block guys. And that's the whole different situation. You know what I mean? You have to find those guys that run block. And now that takes, you know, it's just like a college. Like, it's going to take, you know, getting rid of seniors and bringing in freshmen. And it's going to take, a you know, 2-3 years to get the guys to run the ball the way you want it to be run. And you have to get those guys. And we tried, you know, we had some good linemen, but, you know, you had to keep Webb because he was the left tackle. That wasn't going to change. You know, and you had to keep Ruddy. He was the center. I wasn't going to change. So everybody else was, you know, interchangeable, but you got to get those guys to fit your system. And most importantly, the O-line. So that's going to be the tough job. You know, we've always had this thing, and I think I have as well. One, he doesn't have a plan B, so it seems like this is going to be the plan B. And two, we don't ever keep the people we supposed to keep that we drafted. And now that guy for us, the poster child for that guy is Eichenberg. Like, you know?
Oh, we got Minka back. We drafted Minka and we got him back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess so.
We loaned him to the Steelers to go get a couple Pro Bowls. Go get you some Pro Bowls in and come on back.
Come on back. As when your tank is 0.25% full, come on back.
Keys under the mat.
Keys under the mat. In the same parking spot that I left it at the airport 2 weeks ago.
One thing we talked about with the Dolphins, OG, I don't know if I did a great job explaining it. Like,
probably did, but anyway, go ahead.
those guys that ain't running from no fights. You know, you don't, like I said, you ain't got to be a felon, but you just got to have some little nasty to you. You had to been, you know, you probably got detained by the cops every now and again. Just, are we getting those type guys? Because you don't need 53, but I think you need about 7 or 8 dudes that they're not going to ask why you fighting. They're just going to start throwing stuff.
Are we back at the gorilla, or are we just talking about football? Back at the gorilla.
How many Dolphins would it take to beat a gorilla in a fight?
You don't have to be Joey Porter and them. Like Porter, right. Keith Traylor, you know, like some of those guys I played with, you just knew they were crazy. But like right. Zach Thomas is not going to turn down a fight. You know, no. Vernon Carey's coming in, and he's a pleasant dude, but he's still got something – in the back of his mind, that's a little different than a normal human walking around.
You want me to tell you who's not going to turn down a fight? John Bach. When I had John Bach on O-line, oh, man, John Bach fighting all the way till next Thursday. Like, he's still on site. Like, he may get beat up today, but when we come in tomorrow, hockey game, gloves off, we fighting. He'll get beat up. He'll come back Saturday. Whoa, when he walked through the door, he'll see you, gloves off. We fighting. I didn't say one time before that in Louisville for about an hour and a half, and that's confirmed by Sam Madison. Like, they just had to just, like, stop him. Like, yo, he would not stop. Like, he that dude, like, ice hockey, like, like, let's go. And you know, he had a fight one time in practice. Jimmy was like, let him fight. Because when they get tired, they're going to run. And John ain't stop. John Bach ain't stop. Like, he's like, everybody else like, stop. All right, let me save some of my – nah, he ain't stopping, man. But, yeah, you think about those dudes and I think sometimes it's tough for us, Channing, to separate – ourselves from, if we could say that, the older school football than the newer football, just like the basketball situation. You know, I'm from the get a good postman, post them up, and go down low. You know, I'm like the Thunder one because they had 2 starting 7-footers. Everybody else, they had SGA and Williams. And I'm like, two things can be true. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you want the war daddies, but you got to know who the war daddies are. And, you know, I don't know, because maybe some of our war daddies have not been in. Like, I think Phillips could be one. You know what I mean? Chubb might can be one. Pork Chop is one. You know, like, we just got to find them and make sure those are the guys in the key spots that we want them to be in. And, you know, I think now it's just more technical. Everybody wants to be technical. You just don't have no, you know, somebody going to fight, because they, you know, they took away, you know, like rookies and just holding them down and cutting all the hair off or tying them to the air conditioning, throwing all the water on them like all night, like that. Like, they can't anymore. Do that anymore.
Yeah. Do that anymore. Rhonda Gadsden, we'll talk to you throughout the season. We're really excited for Aronde the second, too, man. I can't wait for who they open against.
They on the 31st, they play the Lions because they play in the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, wow. So he plays at the end of this month.
Yeah. They're ripping and ready to go. And then the first game is the 5th against the Chiefs.
Oh, boy.
He got a hell of an NFL start, don't he?
Oh, man. Trust me, dog. Listen, we went through the list while he was home. The defensive ends, he got a block. Like, whoa. I mean, you already got to block Max Crosby twice, right? You got to go against Chris Jones out the gate. Y'all play Pittsburgh. You got to block T.J. Watt. You got block Brian Burns, and he's not your teammate no more at Heritage, so that's not going to work. They play Dallas, so you got to block Micah.
Your son's going to have to stop Max Crosby.
Twice.
How's he gonna do that? That's crazy.
Dive in his damn chest. That's how he does it. Dive in his chest.
It's called 10 yards. Holding on 86.
All right, Aronde. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. All right, bro.
There you go.
Thanks.
Aronde Gadsden. A little sprinkle of football. We're almost back, baby. A little sprinkle of football. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
I love the colonoscopy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.